With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Montana Governor Steve Bullock says the state does not need to make across-the-board budget cuts in response to the economic impact of the coronavirus. Bullock said the $360 million surplus included in the two-year budget that began in July 2019 meant the state was in a position to deal with the economic downturn. He says Montana therefore has more time to evaluate the effects of COVID-19 while continuing to offer services that residents rely on. House Speaker Greg Hertz, a Republican, argues the state should make cuts now to avoid more difficult cuts in the future. He points out a Moody's report that indicates Montana could see a budget hit of 15% in fiscal year 2021, which starts in July. A person of interest in a Missoula area shooting has been arrested in Lake County. Missoula County Sheriff T.J. McDermott said Zakai Houck was arrested Tuesday and was being questioned about his possible role in Monday's shooting. He was also being held on an outstanding warrant. A resident of the Miller Creek area southwest of Missoula found the victim lying in the street at about 8:30 p.m. Monday. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was hospitalized in critical condition yesterday. Missoula County officials say there are no other persons of interest in the shooting. Access to the southern half of Yellowstone National Park will resume Monday by way of Wyoming. Superintendent Cam Shawley announced the partial reopening today as several national parks begin or prepare to open at President Donald Trump's urging. Park officials are also talking with Montana officials about reopening the rest of the park following a 7-week closure due to the coronavirus. Complicating Yellowstone's reopening, Wyoming recently lifted a 14-day self-quarantine order for out-of-state visitors on non-essential business, but one remains in place in Montana. Shawley describes Yellowstone's approach as a good way to prepare for social distancing. Montana is reporting 16 active cases of COVID-19 illness in the state, with one new case coming from Yellowstone County. Yellowstone and Gallatin counties have the most reported active cases, with 3 each. 430 people have recovered from the illness, and 3 people are currently hospitalized. Grizzly bear managers around Glacier National Park say they've had a busy spring season with conflicts between bears and humans. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports mortality numbers are on pace with last year, the second highest on record for the ecosystem.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Grizzly Management Specialist Mike Madel says this spring has been the busiest in his 36-year-long stint on the Rocky Mountain front. Madel says with a late green-up, plant-based food like cow parsnip, angelica, and various grasses haven't been available to grizzlies venturing down to lower elevations from their dens in the mountains. He adds that as a result of the limited plant food supply, grizzlies have injured or killed more cattle than in years past.
But, you know, we're just talking about a couple each month, you know, a couple in March and a couple in April. And we've already had 18 confirmed grizzly bear rancher conflicts in April alone.
Management specialist Tim Manley says he's seen his fair share of conflicts around the Flathead Valley as well.
It seems to be a little bit busier, just definitely getting a lot more reports. Things are greening up now, and so there's more options for them in terms of, you know, a lot of the early green up was in people's yards, and that's where the bears were showing up. And of course, then unfortunately, people were leaving garbage and dog food and bird feeders out, and bears were finding those.
Historically, FWP has not tracked grizz conflicts in the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem that don't result in mortalities. But the agency is attempting to track those numbers for the first time this year. There have been 10 mortalities within the ecosystem this year. That number includes 3 cubs removed from the area and 7 bears killed by people or euthanized by wildlife managers. Those numbers are on pace with mortalities in 2019, the second highest year on record. That followed 2018, when there were a record-breaking 54 bears killed or removed from the wild. The ecosystem around Glacier averaged about 25 mortalities in prior years. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A coalition of U.S. states, environmentalists, and the Northern Cheyenne tribe are seeking to revive a moratorium on coal sales from public lands in the West. The moratorium was imposed under former President Barack Obama, then dropped by the Trump administration as part of its drive to boost U.S. energy production. The case centers on whether the Trump administration looked closely enough at climate change and other effects from burning coal. A years-long decline in U.S. coal production has accelerated during the coronavirus pandemic, but lease sales continue. A video conference hearing was scheduled for today in U.S. District Court in Montana. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.